What's up, Questers? Welcome back. My guest today reminds me of two beautiful, very successful singers. And she kind of got their flavor. One, born of British and Nigerian descent, Helen Folasade Adu, better known as Sade, sexy, soulful singer, burst from the scene from London, England with her band in 1982. She's got that smooth sound just like her. And reminds me of her a lot. But even more so, Erica Obewright. She's born in Dallas, Texas, who was labeled Neo Soul, a contemporary R&B. Both have that same kind of sound, again, and conscious music, but just kind of music you just chill to. She reminds me of both of these artists. I guess music, like I said, is so laid back, soulful, it's jazzy. You can kick back to it and just let the rhythms physically relax you, while her lyrical content takes you to another level mentally. Her first EP was entitled Daydream, and she has an upcoming EP entitled Earth Girl. Solid music. Really good artist, beautiful singer. Today you'll be locked in with her on the quest. So Questers, I present to you Miss Brittany Nicole. You're on the quest. I'm Roy Washington. And if you hadn't figured it out by now, we got you locked in. Miss Brittany Nicole, y'all.
Turn up that jump and bass, catch the rhythm, Feel the beat in this place. Spread those good vibes, good times on Saturday. Saturday.
Welcome, Questers. This is Roy Washington. I'm here talking with a beautiful, talented young lady out of Chicago, Illinois. Her name is Brittany Nicole. Hey, Brittany, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good.
I've seen you perform well at the A. Levy show. A. Levy was in town.
Yeah.
And you rocked the house. I enjoyed everything that you did there. So I'd like
Thank
to welcome you.
You
to the Quest. Hey, let's get started. Where were you born? I read on your SoundCloud you're from Ohio originally.
Yeah. I was born in Lima, Ohio.
Okay, and then how long you been in Chicago?
I've been in Chicago for almost a little over 5 years now.
Okay, you like it?
Yeah, I like it. I came to Chicago to go to school. I went to Columbia College for a little bit. I didn't finish school, I dropped out, but I've been in Chicago since.
Okay, what were you studying?
I was studying music composition.
Oh, okay. who are your musical influences? Because I know we're really, when I listened to you at the show, I was thinking Sade. But really, you kind of got that Erykah Badu type vibe to you.
Yeah, I love Sade, but I was like, I'm really like Jill Scott, Erykah Badu.
Right.
I love Sade too. Cream Baby Ray.
Okay.
Yeah, really like
that. Those are some of your artists that you listen to right now, huh?
Yeah.
So, what's in your playlist right now, like in your car or whatever? What was the last song you listened to?
Oh, right now, last song I listened to actually was Cranes in the Sky by Solange. I've been playing that album a lot lately.
Okay.
That, and then also like a lot of local artists here in Chicago, people I've listened to. No Name Gypsy, Chance the Rapper, of course.
Okay.
Saba. So, yeah.
All right.
I mean, there's
an artist there, though, M. Brown. He's pretty good there as well for Chicago.
Okay, I'll check him out.
Yeah, he'll definitely be there after that show that we're having as well. So he's pretty good.
Awesome.
Hey, do you remember the first song that you ever wrote?
The first song I what?
The first song that you ever wrote.
The first song I wrote, I did, like, first song I ever wrote, did you ask
me? Yeah, when you really got serious about music, your first song you ever had
okay. Well, the first song I ever wrote, I was, like, 13, and I was, like, I'm gonna be a songwriter. I had, like, a big binder of songs I've been writing over the years, so I just saved everything. So, like, the first song I ever wrote when I was 13, it was called This Is How. But, like, when I started recording, like, when I was 21, about 3 years ago, I'm 24 now, the first song I ever recorded was Strung Out.
Strung Out, okay. Wow, what was the influence behind that song?
I just broke up with an ex-boyfriend, and it was kind of like a long relationship. For my age, I was with him for 2 years, and so it was like I just was tripping. Like, I'm in love, being dramatic.
Okay, so would you consider your sound to be neo soul?
Yeah, I wouldn't say the new soul, but I also feel like, especially with the project I'm working on now, like, I ended up, like, dabbling in a lot of new different sounds and stuff. So, like, I kind of like the term, how would I say it? Like, future soul, future new soul, something like that. Futuristic new soul, I don't know. You know, it's kind of like, it got a lot of influence from today's sound. but right. still like heavily influenced by older new soul sounds. So.
Nice. And it's got that jazz feel to it. That's what I
love. Yeah. You know, and like I'm really into like I love neo soul, but also I love hip hop. But I'm more into like the boom bap, you know, old school sound hip hop. So
right.
I incorporate like a lot of that sound into a lot of my music. So it's a mixture of everything that I love, basically.
Yeah, that's what I loved about the show of you know when A. Levy, you know, we had the guests from New Orleans here. And it was like a lot of lyricists, you know, and you got to hear good music, and you got to hear lyrics, and that's what I miss in a lot of today's music.
You know, I love hip hop. You know, I listen to some stuff today, but I'm a big fan of lyrics and like boom bap sound, that original hip hop sound, you know.
Right. Your first ever performance, you remember that?
My first performance, yeah.
Where were you?
It was about a little over 2 years ago, at this artist space here in Chicago. God, what was it called? I can't remember what it's called right now, because, like, they actually shut it down. But, it was like a collective space for artists to come, and when they come to the city and have somewhere to perform. And they had like, a backyard barbecue.
Okay.
And I had went to an open mic, and the guy who was putting the show together, you know, saw me at the open mic, and he was like, yo, I need you to come perform at my show, and yeah, and since then, it was history. I've been doing, like, lots of shows since then, you know, networking, meeting people, getting booked, so.
There was no butterflies or nothing? You were just Gucci for your first ever performance?
Man, it was butterflies. So, it's not how you do it before. I was, like, when I was in high school, I used to perform. You know, I was in a music program in high school where we would have to, every quarter, we had a show, and we would have to, like, choose a song to sing and put the band together. Because, like, I played guitar, too. So, you know, I used to put together my own songs and stuff and perform in high school. So, you know, it was not, like, the very first time I did, but, like, it was the first time, like, me as, like, Brie Nicole, like, an artist, you know?
Uh-huh.
And, like, so, yeah, I definitely was nervous, you know, I believe I forgot like, some lyrics. Definitely was nervous, but over the years, I'm like now it's just so easy for me to just get up there and do it. Like I just got comfortable with it. But when I first started, yeah, I ask anybody here in Chicago that knows me or that has like seen me progress over the years, they'll tell you like I've definitely come out of my shell and
right.
I used to be real shy and like. Quiet and my stage presence used to be really terrible. I mean, I still can work on it, but it used to be terrible. Like, you know, people used to tell me, they used to tell me all the time, like, Brittany, open your eyes when you're performing. Like, you always perform with your eyes closed and, you know, have more energy, move around. So I try to take that advice and I try to keep growing because that's all you can do is grow. So,
yeah, because it seemed like you just had the crowd mesmerized, really. So, when you perform.
Yeah, I don't know how, and it's like, it's crazy, it's just gross, because, like, I be thinking back, like, man, I used to be so scared to get up there and do my thing, now I'm just like, hey.
what's your most notable performance ever that you just, one that you just can't forget?
My most notable performance? Man, I would say my most notable performance, think about that. I really think about all my shows. Well, I feel like something I will always remember was I had got to go to A3C last year and perform, and that was kind of big to me. It was like, well, I'm going to Atlanta to perform. Like,
wow. Okay.
You know, like I've never like traveled. Like I performed in Ohio, but okay. I'm from Ohio. Like, so it was like I'm going back home whenever I go to Ohio and do shows. But like, you know, I got to go to Atlanta and. That was really big to me, like, the whole situation, like, the people I went down there with, you know, how I got the opportunity, right. And it's actually how I met A. Levy. I met him in Atlanta. I had a show with the people I was with. I was, at the time, working with this producer by the name of Jay Ross.
Okay.
And he had an entertainment group called Polar Entertainment, and I was one of his artists. And we had went down to perform. I had put a post up, you know, stating, you know, if anybody need any extra artists or other performances during APC or the weekend, I'll be in Atlanta. And A. Levy found me and was like, yeah, you know, you should come through. And so that's how I met him. I performed at his showcase as well when I was out there. So that was definitely a dope weekend and dope show and just experience in itself, like. The whole weekend, the people I met, it was amazing.
Shout out to A. Levy, he's a good guy. You know, enjoyed my
talks
with him.
Yeah, he's a sweetheart.
As a matter of fact, he's calling in a little later on today. So shout out to A. Levy. We plan on we got a trip planned to go down there in December, but
really, I'll be out there in January.
Okay, yeah. Questers, this is Roy Washington. We're talking with artist Brittany Nicole, amazing artist from Chicago, Illinois. Well, she's out of Chicago, but she's from Ohio. I want to tell you, listening, there's so many of your songs I like, but of course, my number one is Saturdays. Oh, that song is just crazy. But you know,
thank you.
Daydream and Come On Through, Earth Girl. You have a lot of nice songs. And
thank you.
If you had a chance to work with any artist, dead or alive, who would it be?
Man, Erykah Badu, of course.
Badu?
Hey, no question. I love her. Her energy. I got to meet her last year. Her energy is so amazing. Like.
Oh, you met her? Where you meet her at?
At a club here in Chicago. She performed at the Taste of Chicago, and I snuck in to like the little VIP side of the stage, so I got to go see her up close. And then like she had like a meet and greet, and I snuck into the meet and greet. But like I got called by security. I got in, but then I got called by security, and they like dragged me out like in front of Erykah and everything. But like I had went to
I said, oh, that's messed up.
Yeah, man, but it's cool because like, I went to the she DJed at a club that same night. I went to the club and like I got to meet her after the club and she was like, oh, you're the girl that got dragged out, like, what was the deal with that? Well, you like ended up talking and I actually have my favorite lyrics for her tattoo on my arm, so we ended up talking about that and she just was like in awe with everything I was telling her and how much I told her she inspired me, and she was just an amazing being. Like,
you say you have your favorite lyrics from her tattooed on your arm?
Yeah.
What verse is that?
It's from her song End On off of Mama's Gun. It's like a continuous of On and On, so it's just called End On. But it's the lyrics are, remembering is good if you don't let it be the scaring you. And yeah, it just reminds me you know, we all go through things in life and everything is that sneaky key for me as everybody see it sometimes. I mean, I have to have my child and stuff. And it just reminds me, like, to just keep my head up and look towards the future and not live in the past. Like,
right.
It's okay to remember the past, but don't live in it.
Right. And big shout out to Erykah Badu, too. I love her music. You know, from Apple Tree and the Other Side of the Game, Drama.
Other Side of the Game is my song.
2000 AD. I love her sound and everything, so. Shout out to her.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's amazing. I've seen her in concert like 3 times now. Like, wow. I love her.
Okay, so that's
not
your...
me do a song with her.
Man, I think that
like,
would be
Erykah,
cool.
Erykah, work with me. Right? Work with me, Erykah. Please.
Hey, if you could sit down and have dinner with like 3 people, don't got to be musicians, anybody from dead or alive, from history, who would it be?
I guess I don't have dinner with 3 people. Okay. It would be... Shoot, let me think about this one. I would have to say... So now I'm thinking about, like, all kind of things. Like, it's so many people.
You don't got limited to 3. Give me 5. You give me 5 people. You don't got limited to 3, but 5 people who you would love to sit down and have dinner with.
All right. Can I say a group and that count for 1 person?
Sure. You go ahead.
Like a music group? Okay. The Temptations.
Okay.
The Temptations. Let me see. Five people. I would like to sit down with... I think Obama would be pretty cool to sit down with.
Right, he would.
Obama, Aaliyah.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, like Muddy Waters and...
Muddy Waters?
Muddy Waters. Because, like, you know what?
What you know about Muddy Waters?
When I was in Chicago, like, I love blues music. When I was in Chicago, I was like, yo. Like, I just was like, I'm walking on history now. Like, this is where it all, like, Blues All-Star and Muddy Waters and Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry.
Yeah, Chuck Records was here in Chicago, and Chuck Berry was part of that. I love Chuck Berry.
Wow.
I love Chuck Berry. Like,
you're a historian, huh?
Huh?
You're a historian. That's nothing wrong with that.
I love good music. I love good music. That's it. I love music.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, me too. That's great. I'm kind of shocked at your list there. Okay. Muddy Waters.
Cause I was just like on a pick their mind, like, you know, they started Muddy Waters was the start of the blues, like, you know, what was going on, like, I was so fascinated with that time period.
Right.
For 30, because, like, it was so much going on to hold, like, black people back and stuff. And so, like, being an artist and musician at that time, like, you know, like, I know it was not all, like, peachy keen and, like, you know, our people were struggling. Like, I want to know, like, what was going on. Like, you know, I like history, so.
Right.
Like, especially, like, history that has to do with my people, you know. I'm real, like, I love my people. I'm always, like, trying to learn more how to help my people and things we've been through, so.
Oh, that's cool. What's one thing you would change about yourself if you could?
See, I want to say nothing, but see, I can't say nothing. Because I know, you know what, I something I'm trying to break out of. I procrastinate a lot. I'm trying to break that habit, though, like.
Okay.
I'm trying to break that. Other than that, though, like, you know, I don't really want to say I could change anything, because, like, you know, I am the way I was made, you know, the Creator made me, so. But, you know, it's definitely some things I can work on to better myself. We all can, like,
right.
Better ourselves and grow.
No doubt.
You know, you never stop growing.
No doubt. If you had the power to change anything about the world now, what would you change?
Man, so much.
Right, I know it's a lot of
so
it's
much.
Out
if
there.
I,
but if you could focus
man,
on one.
You said what?
Well, just tell me what you would change about the world, whatever problems we have that you see. If you had the power to make it right, what would you do?
Nah, I would just, like, bring peace to the world, like, and give people, like, knowledge of self and,
right.
You know, so we can do better as a people.
Okay. Getting back to your Muddy Waters for a second, I just got to say this. You know, I got a DVD of him in concert. It's crazy. And then when he did Bad to the Bone, I think you're familiar with that song. You familiar with the song?
Yeah, I know that song.
Oh,
I
man.
Know that song, yeah.
He killed it. Muddy Waters is a bad boy. So, yeah, that's what I'm going
to say. I bet, man. I would love to have seen like, performance. Like, anything, like I love that age of music, man.
Right.
Like, the blues. And then, like, I grew up in a household where my mom played Billie Holiday nonstop.
Oh,
so,
man.
Like, I love jazz, I love blues, jazz. And then I love, my golden oldie, my Motown hits. Like, I love Motown music, like, so. Just, if I just could have been in any of those decades of music, like, just to experience it, like, in person, you know?
So, you like the Temptations, I see.
Like the Temptations.
If you could sit down and watch the Temptations movie or the Five Heartbeats, which one would you go with?
The Temptations movie.
You like
the Five Heartbeats? Is good too, though. But I haven't seen that movie in so long. Like, I have the Temptations movie on my laptop. I'm watching it whenever I want.
we're talking with Brittany Nicole, talented artist out of Chicago, Illinois. Amazing music. It's Roy Washington. Got you locked into the Quest. Are you a reader? Do you like to read?
I I do like it. Hold on, can I add one more? Can I add one more?
Yeah.
Group of people to my list I eat dinner with?
Sure.
I have to definitely say it because they like really got me. I told y'all love hip hop. Like, they like to start on me loving hip hop. Tribe Called Quest.
Oh,
I loved, like,
yeah.
Man. Yeah. I love Tribe Called Quest so much. I'm sorry, I had to say that. I have to shout them out.
They
influenced a lot of my sound, too. Man.
That's one of the great, great groups of hip hop history.
I loved it so much, man.
Yeah, and the way they had incorporated the jazz into their you
know,
music.
I know. You know, amazing.
Tell you another group that probably don't get the same recognition, but I think they were the lead rapper was kind of weird in a way, but they were just historic. And rest in peace to him, PM Dawn.
What is it?
Remember PM Dawn? They had the hits of Paper Doll and I Die Without You.
You know what? I'm going to look them up.
Yeah,
I'm gonna look them up.
Yeah, PM Dawn and Prince B, lead rapper. He just passed away a few months ago, so rest in peace to him. But
wow,
classic. Classic hip hop group. They had their own sound and everything. And, you know, I like those artists who kind of, you know, find their own way instead of latching on to what everybody else is doing, you know.
Right. The Far Side, they were Planet.
Oh, yeah.
I just like
that. Yeah, so did you like the Fugees with Lauryn Hill with them?
Hell yeah, I love the Fugees. I've seen Lauryn Hill on concert twice. I love Lauryn Hill, man.
Oh,
you know what? That's somebody I want to pick Lauryn Hill's mind. That's somebody I would like to sit down and have dinner with, too.
Uh-huh.
Have a conversation with Lauryn Hill.
Yeah, I've seen a video recently where, I guess, Nicki Minaj met Lauryn Hill, where she just gave her all the praise in the world. You could tell she just really
admired. Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah,
I saw that too.
That was love. That was love. Lauryn Hill, she's a bad girl. We hope you're enjoying our conversation with Miss Brittany Nicole. After this break, we invite you to come back with us. We'll be speaking to her about her EP Daydream and her upcoming EP Earth Girl. And she also speaks on what she looks for in relationships. So we'll be right back with Miss Brittany Nicole after this.
You left my life, it's not like a disgrace. 'Cause
So, like, if you're in a club or something, what's the one record that when you hear it, you just gotta get up and move? You just gotta dance to.
Right now, right now it's two songs that, like, if I hear in the club, I, like, got turned up to. It's Chance the Rapper, You Don't Want No Problem With Me, okay. and Father Stretch Your Hands, Kanye West song.
Okay.
That's, like, that turns the club up all the time. And you know, this is kind of old now, but Kendrick Lamar, We Gonna Be All Right.
Oh, yeah.
I love Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
I love Kendrick Lamar. And that song became me and my feeling, like, yeah, we gonna be all right. You know?
Yeah, the one song that kind of moves me, you know, I mean, I love music so much too, but, you know, that T.I. Why You Wanna. If I'm in the club and that's just bumping on the speakers.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, if I owe you drinks in my system and I'm I hate you this time, I'm like feeling a little ratchet or whatever, and they play, you know what song I'm talking about. I cannot remember it right now because they played it the other night. I went out the other night and they played it, and I was like, oh shit.
Did you get up?
It's on kind of my head though. Yeah, I was like, oh shit, it's time to dance, y'all. I got my twerk on a little bit.
Are you a movie person?
I like certain movies. Like, you know what? Yeah, I like certain movies, but I'm not that big on movies.
Okay.
But it has to be really good. It has to, like, really keep my attention, I guess.
So what's the best?
I'm kind of like, once I see a movie, I don't want to watch it again.
You say you don't want to watch it again?
Yeah, it's just, like, it has to be something that really, I'm like, oh man, I'm just good. But, like, I don't know.
Okay, so what's the best movie you've seen, the last movie you've seen that you thought was really good?
The best movie I've seen, the last one I've seen that was really good. I haven't seen a movie in so long. Gosh. A good movie. I went to a movie, like, in August. I was out in New York. It was a free movie ticket, so I went, and I did not like the movie I went to see. I have to think about that. You know what I would say? I really like fantasy movies and stuff like that, like Harry Potter.
Oh, Harry Potter?
I like stuff like that.
Right, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. And I like black films, of course.
Right.
I really love that era, and like in the '90s when I was like, there's a lot of black films coming out that, like, you know, they had the actors and actresses, you know, like Love and Basketball and The Best Man.
Oh, man.
And The Brothers. I really love that era. Like, I wish, I don't know, we lost that somewhere down the line, like, in the film industry, like.
Yes, we did.
You know?
Yes, we did.
I wish it would come back, because it was, like, positive movies, like, well, I mean, it was positive, but it was, like, real movies about, like, our people, and, like, you know, not just showing another side of us, than just, like, violence and sex,
right.
You know?
Right.
And I wish that was still, and, you know, I feel like it's still, but I feel like it's not pushed a light shine on it. I feel like a lot of those kind of films go to independent films and stuff, because, like, they're not really trying to portray us in that kind of way, you know? They're trying to keep us vibrate and low, keep us in a lower level.
So, if I give you a choice, if you could have the entire Barbershop series on DVD or the entire Friday series on DVD, which one would you go with?
Friday.
You go with Friday?
Friday, my movie.
Okay.
You know, that's my movie, man.
Yeah, both. I mean, they both classics. The whole series, both of them are classics.
Yeah, they're both classics. You're right. I haven't seen the last Barbershop, the one that just recently came out. I haven't seen that one yet.
Oh, that one's pretty good.
I have to watch it. I haven't seen it yet.
It's at Redbox by now, so yeah, go ahead, let's, you know, give them $1.25 or whatever it is now to go get that. That's a good sit down movie.
I have to check it out.
If you could have the entire music collection of Michael Jackson or Prince? Which one would you go with?
Ooh, that's hard. Those are the two I would love to sit down and have dinner with. But yeah, that's hard, man. Ooh. Boy, that's, I can't choose. You know what? I love Prince, and Prince got some songs that I love. But I like to say Michael Jackson, just because when I was a little girl, I used to love Michael Jackson. I'd just be mesmerized in front of the TV, every time Michael Jackson's video came on.
Was that before Thriller, or was it just ever since the Jackson 5?
I was a baby, and, I was born in 1992, so it was after Thriller, but, I would see older videos and stuff when I was little, and I would just be
okay.
I love him, man.
What about Prince? That you love his videos and movies?
I got Prince when I was a little older, and I can say because my mom loves Prince. My mom loves Purple Rain, and so I got into Prince when I was I love When the Doves Cry.
Okay, that's your favorite song.
And I don't know, is that or Kiss? That's one of my favorite songs too. But I got into Prince when I was a little older, but I was a fan of Michael when I was a little girl.
What's your favorite Michael Jackson song?
My favorite Michael Jackson song would have to be... It's a tie between Remember the Time, Billie Jean, or The Way You Make Me Feel.
Okay, nice choice.
The
same question, either Whitney Houston or Anita Baker.
Oh, man. Whitney.
Why Whitney?
Because I got the same thing with, as a person, I got to Anita Baker when I was a little older. Whitney, I've always been familiar with. She's always been playing around me and stuff.
Okay.
But yeah.
All right. But what's your favorite song by Whitney?
My favorite song by, you know what? I do have a favorite song by Whitney, man. Ooh, I can always see it. Hold on. I can't think of the title of the song right now. No, I'll be always singing that damn song.
Yeah.
It's going to come to my head. Because I don't know why I like that song, but that is my song.
Yeah,
it's
going
to come to my head when I'm talking it.
I was bumping Anita Baker at work yesterday. Everybody was just going crazy.
You said what?
I was bumping some Anita Baker at work yesterday. Everybody was just going crazy. You know?
Really?
Yeah, Sweet Love, Giving You the Best That I Got. You know, and I'm a big fan of both of them, you know. Shout out to both of them. Two great.
I believe someone I know, their roommate, in college, was Anita Baker's son.
Oh, okay.
Hell yeah, that's cool. They told me to keep it a secret, but I'm not saying their names so they could. that's so cool, what?
Hey, let's talk about your EP, the one that's...
Okay, I heard a song.
Okay.
My favorite new song is Saving All My Love. That's my song.
Saving All My Love. Okay. Hey, if you could do a remake of any song, which one do you think you could tackle?
If I could do a remake of any song...
From any artist, a remake.
Give me a minute. Let me come back to that question. Cause I don't want to do no. I don't know. I have to really think about that.
You know what I'd love to hear you remake?
What?
Sade, Keep Looking.
Yes. Or man, I would do it. I don't know if I could ever Meet Sade, like, Matt Sade, like, she's just too epic.
She's too epic. You got the same, like you say, all that's the same kind of flow, you know, her, you know, Sade, Badu. Yeah, you're a little more Badu's style, but yeah, Sade, keep looking. I think you could do your own little flavor on that. That would be nice.
Uh-huh.
That was a jam.
Yeah. That would be nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you had a... Your EP, Daydreaming. Tell me about that project, and you know, I know you're proud of it.
Daydream, my EP that I dropped last year. So basically, it was like the first time I ever like really took it serious. Like, I'm gonna do a project and like actually did it.
Okay.
So as far as influence, like basically like a lot influenced Daydream. Actually, it was, I was going through like, you know, I was 21, so yeah. 20 and 21 when I was writing it. So it was just like, you know, I'm young, I'm trying to find myself, and I'm still trying to find myself. You know, I'm still young. You know.
Right.
So, also it was just a lot about what I see around me in the world, like what I see going on around me with my people in the Black community, what I see going on around me, like when I'm out hanging out with friends and stuff in the social settings, you know, and so it was just about like, you know, trying to stay myself, stay true to me and not be caught up in that kind of scene and, you know, to keep dreaming and not let anybody change me because, you know, I had just also just got out of a relationship around that time. That's why I wrote Strung Out, and you know, the guy I was with was really like, he was a jerk.
Okay.
And so it was like, just, you know, a lot of songs were a reminder to myself, like, you know, I'm okay the way I am, I'm perfect the way I am. Like, I should not like try to change myself for no man
or
for anybody, you know, for anybody. You know, if they can't accept me, they can't accept me. And yeah, so.
Okay, and then Earth Girls, though, the new one that you're about to drop, release, right?
Man, yeah. Oh, this tape is about to be so epic, like, it's crazy. So yeah, Earth Girls, my album or LP, whatever you want to call it. Basically, it's been working out for 2 years. Like, I've been working, like, it's like songs that I've been writing for the past 2 years.
Okay.
So since I was like 22. I've been like, I've wrote new songs, replaced songs, you know, so I've been going back and forth with what songs I want to use like on the project.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be 15 tracks. I actually just shot a music video last week for Saturdays, like before I went out there to Milwaukee, so.
Oh, you shot a video for Saturday?
Yeah, it'll be hard soon. It's been such a hassle to get this project done and out, like, I was working with some people I know. They were like trying to set up. They've been working on set up their own like label, and you know, they had provided me with a free space to record. So I was working with them, but then that fell through when they, you know, they had like some internal problems within their little group of people, and
right.
Yeah, so that fell through, and then I had got another engineer. You know, actually the person who did Daydream for me. You know, he agreed to do Earth Girl. And, you know, he cut me a bit of a deal with the pricing and stuff. But, I paid him everything. But, however, he lost all my files and all my recordings. And it was a mess. And, yeah, you know, he ended up, like, selling his equipment. And I'm like, yo, like, you know, I need my money back then. Because, like, I need to record my project still. He lost all my work.
Right.
You know? And we got to this big altercation and he refused to give my money back, so it put me back at square one trying to finish the project and trying to get money again to finish the project, because like, that was like money I didn't have. I just was a waste. But you know, got good, and somebody was sent my way to like help me out with it, so now I'm in the process of re-recording again. Like, the project was supposed to be done back in September, but because of like the difficulties with people I've been working with, push back. So now I'm looking for late January, which is pretty reasonable because it's pretty much almost done. I think I have like a few more tracks to record and to get mixed. About to start promoting here, like within the next couple weeks, actually, about to start getting some promotion up and done. And I'm really excited for it. I got the name Earth Girl because my friends, like a lot of my friends here in Chicago and the music scene, art scene, or whatever, they my friend specifically DJ Earn Money, he crowned me with the name Earth Girl because, you know, they like to poke fun at the fact that like I try to be like as natural as I can with like from what I eat, from the products I use,
okay,
you know, and my hair, like, oh, I want you to like my hair is flat iron, but like my hair is like it's, I have a fro. It was just flat iron that night. I just got my hair cut. I was like, oh, I got a flat iron my hair cut. But they always poke a fun at me for like all that kind of stuff, you know. I'd be making essential oils and stuff, and
oh, okay,
burning my incense, and they'd be called, they'd be like, oh, look, this natural, this earth girl,
right?
And they, you know, they'd be like, I always smell real earthy, like, y'all silly. And so, yeah, I got, so it's kind of like a play on what, you know, people see,
okay,
of me on the outside, but then when you listen to the project, it gives you like more insight of what's really going on in my head and what I'm thinking and what I'm feeling. You know, it's a couple like relationship songs on there, like, cause I also was in like relationship with somebody while I was doing the project, and they inspired me and influenced me a lot. You know, I'm not with them anymore, we're friends though, and but they inspired a lot of it too. So
okay, so it's a tedious journey, I guess, doing an EP, going through all the ups and downs, and you know.
Yeah, stuff like yeah. That.
But that makes it, I guess, even more worth it when you're finally done with it, and then people will get to
enjoy. For real, like, man, I cannot wait to finish. It was like, you know, but now I'm learning, like, you know, because I wanted to have it done by, because like I said, it was supposed to be out in September. Then I was like, all right, well, I'm gonna have it done by November. But like, it's not looking like that, and I'm like, all right. I just need to breathe and be patient and just, you know, make the music so it can be good, like, stop trying to rush it. Because, like, it's like, I just feel like, you know, I have fans and people, like, when you dropping Earth Girl, many people ask me constantly, and I'm like, well, just be patient with me, I promise it's coming. It's just, you know, I'm a struggling artist, for real. Real talk.
Well, what do you look for in a relationship? I'd say you've been talking about, you know, relationship in a way. What do you look for in a relationship when you meet somebody? What attracts you to that person, and what are you looking from that person?
That person should be, you know, they should be open-minded like me and have a sense of creativity and have a sense of creativity and art. You know, like my last relationship, the guy, he was an artist, he was a painter, and okay. So it was cool because I also paint, like, on the side. That's what I do on the side. I paint pictures and stuff for people's cribs. So, you know, me and somebody that do the same thing as me, you know, but have something in common with me when it comes to creativity and art. Open-minded, you know, be a positive person. I can't be around no negative, cynical type people. Like, you know, you have to have a positive view on things in life, you know.
Okay.
Have your head on your shoulders. Have a good head on your shoulders. Don't be into a whole bunch of like mess, like as far as like stuff that goes on and like and all that kind of stuff. Like,
right.
Keep all that stuff away from me. All the drama. I don't need all that in my life.
Right.
You know. Honesty. Honesty is a big one. Honesty. Respect.
Communication, being able to communicate and everything.
Communication.
Right. Mm-hmm. Questions, Roy Washington. I'm about to wrap it up with Brittany Nicole, talented artist. Shout out to Tony Whaley, singer. He's here with the Quest as well. And you sang Happy Birthday to him at the show, and he been glowing ever since. can you give us a verse of something?
Yeah, yeah. Just sing any verse from any song or
anything,
something?
Anything you want to sing.
Okay. Hold on, let me take a sip of this water. So I do one of my older songs, like Strung Out.
Sure.
Or
sure.
Or I can do like a newer song. Let me see.
Whatever you want to do.
I do a sample of like a newer song.
Okay.
You say you wanna share my will, you wanna slide, you wanna taste, cause I ain't tight. Strip yourself of insecurities, don't think twice. Ooh. And honestly, what is reality? What's your type? Fill me up, drink from my cup. Sip on my personality, do you lie? My honey and chai tea, good for your life. Yeah.
Okay.
That's from,
like that.
That's from my song. It's called Space. It's gonna be on Earth Girl. So.
Called Space.
Yeah.
Okay, where can, people find you on social media?
So social media, I am simply Brittany Nicole everywhere. Twitter, Instagram, it's underscore between the two names, of course. So it's Brittany, which is Brittany underscore Nacole. And then my SoundCloud is simply Brittany Nicole. Nicole, spelled with an A once again, remember that. And then also, if you guys even want to find me on Facebook, it's just Brittany Nicole. So.
Okay. Any shout outs?
Shout out to all my loved ones, friends, family, everybody who support me, fans, everybody who listen to my music, and, you know, my supporters and my loved ones. Shout out to all y'all. I love y'all. Y'all amazing.
All right. There you have it, Questers. We've been talking with Brittany Nicole. I'm Roy Washington. We've had you locked in. To thank everyone for tuning in. I'd like to thank all of the people who support Quest Podcast, and like I said, we may have some big news pretty soon, but moving up to another level. And just like to thank everybody who was a part of that. I'd like to thank all of our amazing guests that we have, and you know, it's been great. You know, shout out to A. Levy, you know, Miss Brittany Nicole, and M. Brown, you know, Javier Cache, all the great guests we've had lately. And you know, we look forward to having them back as they continue to grow and we continue to grow, and you know, to continue doing what we do. Shout out to you know, Tony Whaley Sr. and Lenar Robinson Sr. Moss, and you know, everybody, Reggie, DJ Dre Dilla for what he does. Amazing work. Maniac Tizza. You know, just the whole team concept. So shout out to everyone who enjoys this podcast, who supports it, who prays for us, as we're praying for you all. And it was a great show today. Look forward to seeing her back here in Milwaukee when we get together musically again. Very soon, and look forward to hearing much more great music from Miss Brittany Nicole. So with that being said, we're going to leave you with some of her music, and just stay in your lane, perfect your lane, and you know, let's do right by each other. Can't change the past, but we can do what we can to make the future bright. And fulfill what we're supposed to be fulfilling. So, much love, much peace, y'all. And until next time, take care of yourselves. It's Roy Washington, You were locked into the quest.
Daydreamer.